A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket currently underway at the Hollywood Kingsmead Stadium. It's the Dolphins who are hosting the DP World Lions in the CSA One Day Cup. Now, earlier, the Dolphins won the toss and elected to field first, sending the Lions in to bat. Reeza Hendricks, the first to four for the Lions on two in nine balls, courtesy of Okuhle Chele. Wandile Makwetu and Zubair Hamza still at the crease. Wandile knocking 28 off 65 and Zubair 20 off 30. It's gone just 17 overs and two balls. The Lions are 54 with a loss of one wicket. And then staying with cricket, but in the Champions Trophy, England's cricketers have been set a target of 326 to beat Afghanistan in the Champions Trophy. Now, the opponents ended their innings on 325 for 7 after Ibrahim Zadran hit a tournament record of 177 runs. Ross Butler's sides need to win if they to maintain their hopes of reaching the semi-finals. Now, England and Afghanistan are back from the break with England back at the crease. It's 15 with a loss of no wickets after 2.5 overs. And then over to some football. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's been given a two-game touchline ban by the Football Association. I admitted a charge of improper conduct following their 2-2 draw in the Merseyside derby in the Premier League earlier this month. Slot was sent off for approaching referee Michael Oliver at full time at Goodison Park with the Dutchman and both clubs receiving a fine for failing to control their players. That means Slot won't be on the touchline for their top flight clash with Newcastle tonight. Mo Salah's hoping to add to the 25 league goals and 16 assists that has helped put the Merseysiders 11 points clear at the top of the table. His manager says his record alone should be respected rather than compared to other greats such as Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
Mo has had some outstanding seasons here at Liverpool, and we hope he can continue this for a longer period of time. But to do that, he first has to extend his contract, of course.
And then shifting to F1 to close, Lewis Hamilton was fifth quickest in his full testing debut for Ferrari in Formula One's pre-season testing in Bahrain. Now, the seven-time world champion ended the first morning of the three-day event 0.406 seconds off the pace. Kimi Antonelli topped the timesheets for Mercedes ahead of Red Bull's Liam Lawson and Alex Albon and the Williams. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team and off the bench for next.